Well, it's NAIDOC week this week, and to kick things off, a former pro basketball player who uses his sport to mentor and inspire kids at risk has been named as one of three finalists for the prestigious NAIDOC Person of the Year Award. Timmy Duggan has previously been awarded a Order of Australia medal and founded Hoops for Health about 25 years ago, and since then has supported thousands of young Indigenous kids across northern and central Australia using sport to build hope and resilience. I'm very pleased to say Timmy's my guest this morning. Timmy Duggan, welcome to Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a pretty big deal. What does it mean to you to be named as a finalist in these awards?
Yeah, considering, you know, there's only three nominees, it is a big deal. You know, and with the, you know, the 50 years of NAIDOC, it's a momentous year. So, you know, I always think of those leaders and elders that came before and paved the way, so to speak. So, yeah, it's a big honour. Yeah.
How did basketball start for you, Timmy?
Yeah, look, for me, it started in my backyard in Darwin, back in the mid 80s when my dad put up 4 basketball hoops, and back then you couldn't just go to the local sports store and buy it. You had to he had to erect the hoops himself. But what it did, it kind of put me away from, you know, doing some naughty stuff and kept us on the straight and narrow just by shooting hoops in the backyard.
And it can be quite addictive when you're trying to learn a new shot with sport, or you're trying to get, you know, more shots in out of 10 than you previously did. Did the time sort of fly for you sometimes when you're out there practicing?
Yeah, that's it. And that forms the basis of our Hoops for Health, which is a program that we've been doing for nearly 30 years. And it's all based around those patterns and rhythms and repetitions of, you know, shooting a basketball or doing some fitness training to incorporate that into the programs that we do in the prisons and the youth detention centres all across northern and central Australia. Yeah, it gives you a good feeling, you know, shooting the ball and hearing the sound of the net do a swish.
What's it like going into some communities when AFL or rugby league might be very, very dominant when you come in putting forward basketball as an option, Timmy?
Yeah, look, don't look at it like as competition as the kids, because we look at it a bit more than just basketball in our program. It's more around the social and emotional well-being side of things and what we do. Anything that the kids are doing to keep them active and moving in the age of, you know, devices and the screen age is good. So yeah, look, basketball, it's you know, captures both genders, caters to people with disabilities. So we think it's pretty unique, you know, and all you need is a ball and a hoop.
Mm. What sort of changes do you see in the kids, Timmy, with things like concentration, emotional regulation as well, or using basketball as a way to cool off? If someone's had a blow up with someone else, to go out the back and shoot some hoops for a while, think it through and calm down.
Yeah, we've got a term that we use called healing-centered sport, which is derived from a leading childhood trauma expert, Dr. Bruce Perry. And it's all based on connecting the brain to sport and using that key emotional regulation in what we do. So, look, it's, you know, when we go into the places like the youth detention centres, and one of our examples was a young person who was in the youth detention system for about 10 years, and we started working with him about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, his comment was, I'm actually getting more out of this, and this is not a knock on psychologists, he goes, than the work I'm doing with the psychs. Because he was connecting with it, he was relating with it, and then he even said, "Oh, I'm able to regulate now." So he's, you know, just that feedback and comment. Now he's gone on to be a full-time worker with us, you know. So it's an amazing journey for him, for us. But look, sport, you know, the kids can opt in or opt out when they want. It's not a strict structured program. But it uses these key concepts that are based on social and emotional well-being, but are grounded in our First Nations knowledges and experiences. And that's a key to relate and get that connection, especially with the young ones, to get them to participate in our programs.
How important has basketball been for you, Timmy? You're a former NBL player. Was it difficult in those early days? It wasn't a huge amount of Indigenous representation in some of the leagues.
Well, when I played, I played with a team called the Gold Coast Rollers and the first Cairns Taipans team in the late 90s and mid 90s. I was the only First Nations person in the NBL in that decade of the 1990s, and the 90s, you know, it was basketball was booming then, and it's kind of come back now. But it was tough because I'm from Darwin, like you said. You know, all my friends played AFL. I'm 6 foot with shoes on, so it was tough. It was tough, you know, and I had to move away from home. But those learnings on the way, I was able to connect with. And I got my first job when I moved away in Sydney at the Aboriginal Medical Service in Redfern. So there were good, strong Aboriginal leaders like Dulcie Flowers, Naomi Mayers, that grounded my thinking around, you know, what can we do around health and social justice and our emotional well-being and stuff like that. So that's how I combined basketball and health through that good, strong mentoring. I spent with about a year with them. And then the leading edge science of more recently of, you know, Dr. Bruce Perry's neurosequential model in sport. And you know, it's kind of kept us really leading edge, but grounded in our First Nations struggles and movements of, you know, creating Aboriginal organisations.
It's good stuff. Timmy, it's been great to have you on the program. Best wishes for the NAIDOC Awards and your work with Hoops for Health and the other programs you're involved in. And thank you for sharing some perspectives on all of that this morning.
No, thanks for having me.